Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This episode is brought to you in collaboration with Spotlight Oral Care. Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. And I'm delighted to be welcoming Drs. Lisa and Vanessa Craven onto the show. Lisa and Vanessa are dentists who decided to create their own oral health brand based on the feedback and real-life issues their patients were contending with around oral health and especially teeth whitening. Now, the two things are very different. Our oral health is vitally important because the mouth is a gateway to the rest of our body. But whitening is one of the most in-demand treatments that dentists are asked to perform. It's also something that many of us, I know I have, may have tried to do ourselves at home. Now, the issue with that is that some at-home whitening treatments can compromise your oral health. And this is the issue that Lisa and Vanessa have solved with Spotlight Oral Care. And rather brilliantly, the sisters have made it so clear in their messaging what the benefits are of using Spotlight Oral Care, and so have taken away that worry that a whiter smile might lead to sensitivity or bigger oral health issues. So in our conversation, we discussed their expertise and how being working dentists seeing patients every day informed the development of their bespoke oral health range, why some whitening treatments are best avoided, the issue of sensitivity and whitening, why whitening doesn't need to be a treatment and can be a combination of carefully chosen daily oral health products, and they also share their top tips around all things oral health and oral aesthetics. The links to everything we discuss can be in the show notes and obviously the links to the sisters themselves, but please join me in welcoming Drs. Lisa and Vanessa Craven, the founders of Spotlight Oral Care, onto The Emma Gunn Show. It's my pleasure to have Drs. Lisa and Vanessa Craven on the podcast. They are the founders of Spotlight Oral Care. Hello, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
It's so nice to have you on the show.
It's so great to be here.
Wow, fantastic.
And for listeners' benefit, we are doing a video call and they have the best smiles that you've ever seen. So they are doctors, they are dentists, so you would expect nothing less. And we are having this conversation to talk about Spotlight Oral Care. But what fascinates me is the fact that you are working dentists who work day in, day out with patients looking after their teeth. And you've gone into creating a product. And like a lot of brand owners, potentially saw a gap in the market. And I always think that's really interesting when at some point, people who work in a particular business every single day say, do you know what, there's something missing and it's time for us to create it. But before we get into that entire story, could you tell us, tell the listeners and me, a little bit about yourselves and why, in addition to being working dentists, you've decided to move into something like product development and create Spotlight Oral Care?
I suppose like the whole background about how, obviously how, why we brought our products and our whole product range to market was really, you know, a point of frustration, you know, when we were dealing with our patients. I mean, at the end of the day, we are dentists and healthcare providers, and a huge aspect of what we do in practice is like prevention, communication, you know, really trying to explain and empower people to own their own oral health and to identify what is original and unique to them, and also to find products that work. So, you know, we started with whitening products because that was the most requested treatment a lot of the time. You know, we have young people coming into us, we live in a university city, and people wanted white teeth, they wanted something that was going to work, but something more affordable, something that they could use more regularly, and something that was safe. And that is really, I mean, where we started from. And, you know, there was nothing we could really recommend that we could actually stand over as healthcare providers. And we are actually probably held to a higher standard than regular people. So that's originally where the whole concept and, you know, kind of giving ourselves permission to kind of say, actually, we can do this. We actually know how to formulate. We know what needs to be in the products, and why not?
Thank you, Lisa. And I should say, for people listening, that was Lisa. So Vanessa, is there another, was that exactly the same situation for you? And when did you come together and have the conversation and say, do you know what, we need to make something?
Yeah, I think that when myself and Lisa had been working together for a number of years before we actually thought or created Spotlight, but it was definitely just constant feedback from our patients. You know, at the time, we couldn't really, like Lisa mentioned, recommend an over-the-counter teeth whitening product that could be gotten in your pharmacies or your local beauty salon that could really effectively whiten your teeth. But yet, the only treatment we were offering to our patients was, you know, professional teeth whitening, which is expensive. It is an investment. It's anything between, you know, £300 to £900. And really, we had no middle ground. You know, we had no product that we could offer, you know, effectively, cost effectively, that was inexpensive, that could deliver whitening results in the comfort of someone's own home, that was specifically designed for sensitivity, which was a huge issue when we consider it for professional teeth whitening. And that wasn't that expensive, you know. So like Lisa mentioned, we were based in a university town. But not only that, like a lot of our patients were really concerned about sensitivity. So really, we really wanted that middle ground, effective teeth whitening, specifically designed for sensitivity, that could be used in the comfort of your own home, that didn't need for you to come back to the dentist every couple of weeks to have it done.
Because let's just kind of be honest about it here, and I've done it too. You can get things to do at home whitening, but then there might be a payoff, or you might not necessarily, it might be something. I've definitely used things and told my dentist friends, and they've looked at me as if to say, what are you doing?
That's a really good point. And I think that there's a huge disconnect between what we provide in the dentist and what you can get like on the internet, you know. And I think that there are treatments you can get on the internet that aren't actually safe and that can damage your teeth long term. And I think safety is obviously always your dentist's number one priority and ours when you consider any teeth whitening product. And I think that safety and effectiveness and, you know, specifically designed for sensitivity all have to come into one product. And that's what really what we wanted to create. And instead of kind of using products that cause a lot of sensitivity that you can get over the on the internet, we wanted to create something that you could use little and often that would give you the same results but without the sensitivity.
Do you know what? It's very similar in a way to the way that you're describing it to going and having a facial treatment, maybe in an acid peel, and going and seeing a professional versus using a diluted or less concentrated version safely at home. It's like, I'm always trying to find my parallels of skincare, and it does feel very like that.
Absolutely. And I think that that's a conversation that Vanessa and I have all the time, you know, even in terms of knowing and being informed about, well, what type of skin do I have? You know, like we all are super aware of our skin type, our skin needs. You know, we know that we need active ingredients, but probably in a clean formulation. We don't shy away from active ingredients in our skincare. We don't shy away from bespoke, kind of unique, individualized treatment plans. And it should be the same in oral care. We all have individual oral health backgrounds, genetic backgrounds that will contribute to oral health. We all have different cosmetic needs and wants. So that was really why then we brought out our full oral care range, was because, you know, we were finding people were saying, oh, I just buy this toothpaste. I'm like, yeah, but your health is not the same as the next person's health. And you need individualized healthcare, the same as you need individualized skincare, hair care, food, clothes. Oral health is the same. And it's really about kind of celebrating that individuality and, you know, understanding as a customer and patient, well, what do I need and what products should I get and what is safe for me to use? And then you're also making more informed choices when you're going to your dentist. Like, this is the issue that I feel like I'm having, because as dentists, we really understand that actually 90% of oral health is achieved or not achieved at home. It's what you're doing at home. It's what oral care products you're using. That actually make a difference. So I think it's a really, really good comparison when you compare oral health to skincare.
Great. Well, we're in a safe place then. Yeah. Now, whitening is definitely something that I previously, if anyone asks me, I always say, please go and see your dentist and go and have it done in their practice or in clinic. for the safety reason. And obviously, I guess that was the biggest hurdle for you, was creating something that you felt was very safe for your patients to use. How much of a hurdle was that? And was there any point during the creation process when you thought, actually, we can't make this? Or were you confident right from the outset, Vanessa, that you would be able to just overcome that?
So what I would say is that safety has always been our kind of number one priority, because we are dentists. So we would always recommend that you're using whitening products that are either recommended by your dentist or that are provided by your dentists. But in terms of creating the product, it was always something we were very aware that we could achieve a product that was safe to use at the comfort of your own home. But really what we really wanted to nail down and knuckle down on was the effectiveness of that product. So yes, we could make a product that was safe, but could we make a product that was safe and effective to use in the comfort of your own home? That was where the real challenge lied. And I suppose when we look at the testing that was done prior to actually launching the product, it probably took us 2.5 years really to get the correct formulation of the active ingredient in its most bioavailable form, in a strip format that was like really tight to the tooth surface, so it's really bioavailable. And often we always bring it back to skincare like that. You know, it's not just about the level of active ingredients. There's a lot of other things that come into account when you look at something like effectiveness. So it's like, how bioavailable is the product, is the active ingredient to the surface of the skin or the tooth? You know, is it really readily available to immerse itself onto the tooth and actually start working on the tooth surface? And really, when we really looked down into it, it wasn't the actual concentration of the active ingredient that really made it effective. It was everything else, to how it was delivered, how available was it, you know, and stuff like that. So really, I suppose, to create a product that was not only safe but also effective, it probably did take us the guts of 2.5 years really to nail down on something that we were really happy to stand over and kind of put our names to and put our faces to as well, you know.
That's so important. And I guess one of the things that I'm sure a lot of people would have experienced with whitening is sensitivity. And that's a really big issue. So can you use Spotlight Oral Care if you have sensitive teeth, even if it's like a mild sensitivity that just gets triggered every now and again? And how has that been made possible, if that is indeed the case?
So yes, you absolutely can use Spotlight. I personally have the most sensitive teeth. And I was the guinea pig for a lot of the testing. So yes, like, we have specifically designed it not to irritate the nerve of the tooth. So if you are somebody, you know, who has tried whitening before, maybe, and you've had that experience where you're getting that, oh my God, that crazy kind of nerve pain, and it even just comes randomly for the next week. So Spotlight is specifically designed for those kind of people. The reason we specifically designed for people with sensitive teeth is because we would be in practice, and you'd be, if you were doing a professional whitening treatment, you're charging somebody £500 to have this treatment, and their teeth would be so sensitive that they couldn't even finish the whitening course. And it just felt like such a bad experience for me as a dentist, and also obviously for the patient. You know, you paid the money, it's expensive. And the compliance of the patient, you just couldn't complete it. Like, I couldn't use any of the whitening treatments that we had available in the surgery. So that was like the gold standard, is that if we're going to create something, I have to be able to use it, because otherwise I know that we're going to have the same issues. And there's so much research completed into what concentrations you need to have, and it's not necessarily the higher the concentration, the whiter the teeth are going to be. It's a lot more refined than that, but you do need active ingredients. You do actually, there is a lot of research out there to show us, well, what actually products or what ingredients actually do clinically effectively whiten teeth. And it's not natural, you know what I mean? It is a controlled, a very safe way, but there are active ingredients that you do actually need to whiten teeth. And as dentists, like, if I've heard one person say, I use charcoal to whiten my teeth, I use baking soda, I'm like, there's such a huge disconnect between what's actually effectively whitening your teeth or what's damaging your teeth, and what's actually just safe to use. It's going to whiten your teeth and not damage your enamel.
Yes. The whole, that you just mentioned charcoal, toothpaste, everything. And for a while, there were all these like rinses, and then there was coconut oil pulling and all that kind of stuff. And I'm just, I always come down to an active ingredient. That's always my preference. So there we go. Now, how did it go from being the idea to getting onto the shelf? Because that's a whole different thing. I know you said it's taken 2.5 years, but as much as the formulation, there's also things like distribution. Like you can't, I mean, it's all very well creating a product, but how do you get it out there and start talking about it?
I think it was a very natural evolution for us in terms of where we came from, in terms of when we initially launched Spotlight to selling it in retail. So I think when we actually came down to the essence of Spotlight was to give our patients in our practice the option of having affordable whitening done in the comfort of their own home. So we never really set out to sell our product in pharmacies or grocery or export. And that's just the simple way. Maybe we were so naive at the time to think, you know, we'll just produce this for our patients, but it was a natural evolution, you know. So we started selling it in the practice and we sold it online on our website. And then we were having, you know, friends of friends and cousins of cousins coming into the practice to buy the product. And the girls at the desk and our manager and our receptionist were saying, guys, you need to start selling this in retail. Number one, we can't actually control the number of people who are coming to the desk. It was kind of affecting the running flow of the practice. But secondly, they were having a lot of calls. So it was actually kind of a natural evolution, you know, that we started selling in retail because, you know, it was simply that they couldn't handle the level of people who were coming to the practice. And then we were also finding, okay, not only people in the West of Ireland want this product, maybe people in Ireland and the UK and the US want this product as well. So it was really a natural evolvement.
And Lisa, could you tell us exactly what products are in the range? Because when I first got the package, the Spotlight Oral Care package, I was completely blown away. A, you've got the lovely pouch, the little tooth logo, which I really appreciate. So you've got things like strips, mouthwashes, toothpaste, a toothbrush. So it's quite a comprehensive range.
Yeah, so we have a full whitening range, and that's originally what we started and what we created first. But obviously, because we're a dentist and we're treating our patients a lot, you know, our patients were saying, well, what can I use if I have enamel erosion? And again, when we looked at what products were out there, you know, we're saying, well, we could do better here. Like, we have more highly evolved ingredients that we should be incorporating into toothpaste and mouthwashes. So then we started to look at oral care and oral health, because that is actually what comes as naturally to us as anything. So we have a full whitening range. So we have our whitening strips, our mouthwash, our paste, our pen. We have then a full oral care range. So we have a toothpaste range. And I think the best thing about the toothpaste range is that it's targeting the individual needs. So whether you have sensitive teeth, whether you have inflammation in your gums, or you know that you have, you know, more sensitive gums or gum issues, if you have enamel erosion, if you want to whiten your teeth. So we have a full range of toothpaste that target those individual needs. We're also creating, we have a whitening mouthwash, we have a sonic toothbrush. So this was something that we spent a lot of time creating, and it's something we released last year. It's one of our top sellers, and I think that is a real game changer in oral care to have an amazing sonic toothbrush. So we have that. We have floss. Our floss is made from recycled plastic in this amazing factory in Northern Italy, so super sustainable. And again, all our product packaging, all our toothpaste packaging is made from sugarcane. So it's not like laminated plastic. It's totally sustainable, really easy to recycle. So that's when we started looking at the brand as a whole and saying, okay, if we're going to actually have a huge brand, how are we going to also, you know, look at the brand from start to finish in terms of sustainability and the environmental impact? So we have a full oral care range, full whitening range, pretty much everything you need. And we're always developing more products based on what our customers are looking for.
It's so interesting. And actually, that brings us to a really nice point of when I started doing my research about Spotlight Oral Care, one of the things that really stood out was how important it was. One of the really strong pillars was sustainability, the fact that the packaging had to be recyclable, that it was toxin free. And sometimes what the challenge that can present when you are trying to tick those boxes is sometimes you can maybe the efficacy of the actual product can't be as strong or as intense or perhaps as you would have wanted, because you are making choices around sustainability and toxins or particular ingredients. But actually what it seems to be in this case is that it hasn't affected the efficacy of the product at all. And it just means that as well as being a great oral health brand, you also, so you know that you're getting that, you're also investing and buying into a brand that really cares about the environment and carbon footprint and basically the impact it has in the bigger picture overall.
I think that as a brand, we always need to be cognizant of the fact that we do have an environmental footprint, and our customers then, as a consequence of investing in the brand, have an environmental footprint. And I think if you look at the oral care industry, you know, it's something we are quite, you know, disappointed as dentists, and most dentists would feel this way, in that we've been slow to respond to the, you know, environment crisis. If you look at Ireland and the UK, in the last year alone, 250 million toothpaste tubes end up just completely in landfill. And if you look at the size of a toothpaste tube, it's huge. You know, that's a huge footprint for a small industry. So it was really important for all our toothpaste tubes to be fully recyclable. So what we mean by that is that they're easily recycled in your plastics. You know, you cut the top, you rinse, and you throw them in, same as your milk cartons and things like that. And that for us as a brand is really, really important. Number one, because we know we're trying to move the industry into a more sustainable and environmental focus. But secondly, along with that, then our customers don't, and our patients don't have to choose between having clinically effective toothpaste and sustainability, because that was a big barrier that we had up until this point. You know, a lot of our patients would say, you know, I'm really trying to make a focus to have toxin free, you know, recyclable toothpaste. But what I'm finding is it's not containing the active ingredients I need. And I know you tell me I need to maintain good oral health, maintain decay and protect your teeth against gum disease. So that was really important. I don't think anyone should have to sacrifice clinical efficacy for your, you know, environmental sustainability.
Absolutely. And then one other thing as well about whitening, because it's I always say it's a bit like eyebrows. You know, we started tweezing eyebrows, plucking, threading and everything. And then they started being drawn on and going quite wild. And I feel the same is true with teeth. We started whitening them. People are like, oh, wow. And because they were done predominantly in clinic, the whitening was very believable and healthy. And then there was this trend for the blue-white look of teeth. And I know that that can be achieved with veneers and not necessarily with real teeth. But what are... if someone's listening to this and they're thinking, actually, I really want to whiten my teeth, the color of my teeth, the shade of my teeth does get me down, I want to use something, what's a realistic expectation for somebody to have about a whitening product that they use, specifically, obviously, with Spotlight Oral Care?
I think it totally depends on where you're starting from. So, like, you're going to always have a certain cohort of people who respond better to whitening treatments and less to whitening treatments. It's the same with your skincare. Like, if you use a product, it's not going to work exactly the same on each person. So how often are you having your teeth cleaned? You know, are you keeping your teeth as clean as you can at home? But I would say in general, you know, when you use like a whitening product with a clinically proven active ingredient, you should get at least two or three shades lighter when you're using that product. Now, everybody's different. You know, you've got like weird and wonderful things like teeth that can't be whitened, and people who've had like antibiotics when they're kids and their teeth are kind of naturally just quite dark. But in general, by and large, that's what you should be expecting. And I think the most important thing as well is like also that you're not damaging your teeth, because what we were seeing is like a lot of people were using baking soda and things like that. But actually, that's actually damaging your enamel. The enamel is the lightest shade of your tooth. It's the part of your tooth that's lightest in color. And if you're going to use something like an abrasive, like baking soda or charcoal or something, it's actually eroding that. And ironically, it will make your teeth darker over time. So I think, you know,
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
And again, back to skincare, when you're looking at chemical exfoliants versus physical exfoliants, that's what you're looking at. You know, you want your teeth don't rejuvenate, so you want to use something that is safe, but it is going to get those results. So I would say 2 or 3 shades lighter.
And Vanessa, could you maybe tell us, because you've got whitening strips in your range, and I think, you know, in my mind and probably in a lot of people's minds, they think, well, that's the only way that you can whiten teeth. Say for whatever reason, obviously the whitening strips have the ingredients in that will work, but if you weren't using those and you were, say, just using the toothpaste and just use it with the Sonic hair brush, for example, could you expect to achieve a result or have an impact on the look of your teeth?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's actually a really good question. So there are some cohorts of people who cannot use the strip. So in particular, anyone who is pregnant or breastfeeding. And often what we would recommend for people like that who want to maintain or achieve whitening results, I would often say use the whitening toothpaste, but also use the Sonic toothbrush. And it's amazing the results you will achieve by using the Sonic toothbrush. Number one, because you're just getting a superior clean than any manual toothbrush will ever be able to give you.
And why is that? What does the Sonic do?
It's like a smart way to brush your teeth. You know, it just does everything for you. It rotates or oscillates at a speed of 48,000 RPM per minute. If you can compare that to any manual toothbrush, it's uncomparable. You know, it's like having almost that feeling of a professional clean at home. It's the difference between kind of scrubbing your tooth and having a professional clean. The other thing as well is often with the Sonic brush, it vibrates at a speed. It can provide a lot of polishing and light stain removal that you just don't achieve from a manual toothbrush. So often we encourage obviously all our patients to get in and get their professional cleaning done every 6 or every 3 months, depending on what cycle they're on with their hygienist. But along with that, using a Sonic brush with the whitening paste at home for anyone who cannot use the strips is an amazing way to achieve and maintain whitening results. And often if someone said to me, I really want to invest in whitening now, you know what, like, look, I'm spending that extra bit of time at home, I have the time to invest, I would say the strips and the Sonic together will get you by far the best results, because you're tackling it, you're stopping the stains building up in the teeth immediately by using the Sonic brush, and then you're also giving them that active ingredient to lift the stains that have built up on the tooth by using the strips.
Such a good combination. And it's so nice to know that you don't have to necessarily use strips, and that if you are pregnant or breastfeeding, that it's not something that you have to put off until a time when you're not doing either of those things or aren't one of those things.
Yeah.
Are there any exclusions? I know we've said that, obviously we've mentioned pregnancy, but are there any exclusions or any reasons why you couldn't whiten for any reason?
I would say if you have veneers, you know, if you have a full set of veneers, whitening strips are not going to change the shade of that. But if you have any staining on them, they will help lift that staining. But a lot of times when people have one veneer or maybe one crown or maybe a couple of fillings on their front teeth, they wonder whether I can whiten my, you know, whether they can whiten their teeth or not. That is where you can use them. So if you're somebody who has a full set of veneers, you know, obviously you're not going to be able to change that with the strips. Obviously, Vanessa mentioned pregnant or breastfeeding. And then there are a couple of, less common things, like, you know, if you've had staining since a child because you've had certain types of antibiotics and things like that. But otherwise, it's pretty suitable for everybody.
And one of the things is that this is called the Bespoke Oral Health Collection. And so when I think about, I was like, oh, I scratched my head because I thought, well, the way I make my oral hygiene bespoke is that when I'm choosing a toothpaste, I'm like, I want a whitening one that's good for sensitivity. And that's how I get my own personalized experience. But in the context of Spotlight Oral Care, what does the bespoke element really mean? What can people take away from that?
We often compare oral care to skincare, but like 20 years ago, skincare. So we were all using the same creams, moisturizers, and washes. And when we look at our skin now, it's so unique and bespoke. And it's the same with your oral care. So often what we mean is bespoke. We have five different toothpastes, each concerning a different ailment. So we have toothpaste for gum health, toothpaste for sensitivity, toothpaste for whitening, and a toothpaste for rebuilding teeth, and then a total care. And what we mean by bespoke is often you may need two different toothpastes to accomplish a sensitivity and a whitening, for example. And when I explain that to my patients, I often say, you look at your skincare and you don't assume it's going to, you know, reduce pigmentation, reduce acne scarring, you know, brighten and clear any blackheads all in one cream. You may be using a combination of products in the morning and a combination in the evening. And it's very similar to oral care, you know. So when people often ask us, why didn't we just create a toothpaste for sensitivity, rebuilding and whitening all in one? It's because if you really want those ingredients to work, they need to be isolated and at a certain concentration that would deactivate the whitening or the rebuilding at the same time. So often if someone said to me, you know, I have sensitivity, but I really want to whiten my teeth, I would actually get them into a regime where they're using a sensitivity toothpaste in the morning and a whitening toothpaste in the evening. Now that's very different to what we've kind of learned from oral care in the past, but it's not really that different to skincare. And so that's really the change in the bespokeness of oral care. And that's what we mean by bespoke oral care.
Nice. And it's true. And I would never have thought of that. I wouldn't think twice. It would come to me as like the most normal thing in the world to use a different kind of skincare in the morning as I would in the evening. But I'd never think about applying that same logic to my toothpaste or how I'm looking after my teeth.
I think it's like, it's really important in terms of any aspect of health to be proactive about what products you're using, because you need individualized, you know, oral care products. But the whole point behind it is that you want to prevent future disease and issues. So with skincare, you're, you know, preventing, you know, sun damage, you're preventing aging, you're preventing breakouts. It's actually, a lot of it is, some of it's active treatment, but a lot of it is prevention. And it's the same with oral care. You're, you know, reducing any active inflammation in your gums, or you're actually, you know, actively rebuilding your enamel, but you're also preventing future disease, you know. And I think that there's so little conversation about oral health a lot of the times that, you know, we found that a lot of our patients and customers were really uninformed about what products they should use. Like, you know, a lot of times people will say, well, should I use a mouthwash? You know, what's a mouthwash for? You know, and it's totally dependent on your individual needs. Do you get a lot of decay? You know, do you have bleeding gums? Are you suffering from enamel erosion? So it's about actively treating everyday diseases and also preventing future damage. And I think that sometimes even a lot of the packaging, you know, in a lot of oral care products is really confusing. So it's, you know, like bright white smile or super fresh. And I, as a dentist, I'm like, what does that even mean? I just look at the ingredients and go, what's in it? Because that's actually what I need to know. And there are a lot of really, you know, new and amazing ingredients that are being researched all the time. And we need to start incorporating those into our oral care products so we can offer our patients and our customers the best solutions, you know. And I think it's a step that's being missed between, you know, when you go to your dentist and your dentist is trying to fix your teeth and it's just decay and clean your teeth and all that, and then you move to using your oral products, then there isn't really a huge connection there in terms of, okay, well, what products do I need to use to make sure my teeth are as healthy as possible? And I think that that's, in terms of even how our products are packaging, that's how we want to, you know, communicate why you use this product. So we'll write on the front of the packet, okay, if you are suffering from inflammation, bad breath, bleeding gums, this is the product for you. Because I know as a patient and a customer, that's what you understand. And that's how we speak to our patients every day. So it's not what bright white smile. It's more literal. It's more like, okay, these are actually what you will understand you're suffering from if you need to use the product, if that makes sense.
That was going to be my next question. If someone goes to buy Spotlight Oral Care, will it be easy for them to navigate? Like, they're not going to buy the wrong combination for them, because it's obviously, it sounds as though it's really keenly signposted.
Exactly. And it's really important, because as dentists, you know, when patients come in, just what I was finding, I was writing down on a piece of paper, okay, look for monofluorophosphate or something. And it's like, you can't expect somebody to have to do that. You know, when you look at skincare, I'm like, I know I need this. I need hair care. I need this. You know, for oral care, it should be the same. And it's actually a brand's responsibility to make sure that you're communicating why you use a certain product. Who is the product for? It's not for everybody. It's for a certain person. So even for enamel erosion, as dentists, we will look at that and go, okay, you've got, I know the clinical signs and symptoms that I'm looking for. But as a patient, you will recognize that my teeth are getting a little gray. You know, they're actually chipping a little bit, and I'm getting kind of a grayness, or they look like they're thinning. And that's because that's what I know I hear 10 times a day. So I know that's the language that my customer is going to understand. So that's literally what we will put on the box.
That's so useful. Now, I can't let you go without asking you what your top tips are for oral health that you would like to share with listeners. Because I think we'll all go out and buy our skincare and play with that willy-nilly. I know I can be quite guilty at times of, yeah, I'll get around to doing that hygiene appointment. I really will. But in terms of the top tips that you would give to anybody, maybe Vanessa, you've got a few, and then we can come on to you, Lisa. What are your top tips for people for looking after their oral health?
One point I often like to tell my patients, and it's a conversation that we often have, is 98% of your oral care and your oral long-term oral goals are achieved at home. So what you're doing at home makes a huge difference to how your teeth are going to progress long term. And sometimes that's a different thinking than what we're used to, because I think 10 or 15 years ago, we kind of gave our teeth to the dentist and say, do what you will with them, you know. And now we're taking a lot more autonomy over our skincare choices, but also over our healthcare choices and our oral health choices. So I would often say invest in really good, you know, sonic toothbrushes, you know, invest in really good products, because they will actually make the huge difference long term. And sometimes we're guilty, and I talk about dentistry as an industry, of being, you know, of being expensive. You know, and that's something we hear time and time again, you know, oh, it's expensive to get dental treatment done. But what I often say is that the most cost effective thing you can do is invest in your at home treatments, because that will just save you in the long term. It will save your gum health. It will save your teeth against fillings and decay and crowns in the future. But it will also save you from a myriad of treatments that probably you won't need and won't have to have done if you really invest in your oral care treatments.
It is that thing, isn't it? It's that the old school way of thinking of, you look after your teeth every 6 months or every 3 months when you go to the dentist. But actually, it's flipping that and understanding that's just your checkup. It's, you're actually very much actively involved in the time between those appointments.
100%. And I think it's changing that. And I think it is changing. You know, I think people are coming into their dentist and they're far more aware of what treatments they want to have done, whether it's Invisalign, whether it's orthodontic treatment, whether it's whitening. But just flipping that and just deciding, you know, okay, I don't have a facial every 6 months and then not clean my face for 6 months. I really do invest in the products that I have at home. And it's the same with your oral care. You're getting into your hygienist, you're getting them cleaned every 6 months, but then you need to invest in what you're doing at home. And that's what's going to save you long term.
And Lisa, what about you? What's the thing that you find yourself saying the most when you're in that, you've got a patient in your chair? What's the thing that you just think, oh, I say this 100 times a day?
Floss. So make sure your gum health is, you know, as good as it can be. And you can be genetically more prone to getting, you know, gum inflammation, and you know, some people have just more like tougher gums and they don't have to do as much. But I would say, you know, looking at your oral health is actually a reflection of your overall health. So for example, if you have diabetes and it isn't well controlled, as a dentist, I will see that in your gums. I will see that it's actually affecting the health of your gums. Similarly, if you don't control the health of your gums, it can actually make your diabetes worse. So understanding that, you know, health is part of, it's like a holistic approach is really important. So, you know, the effect of your mouth will impact your heart health. Mm-hmm. If you are having a knee replacement or a hip replacement, the first place you'll go is your dentist, because your mouth is the biggest source of infection. So looking at your oral health as part of your overall health, and not to forget it, and flossing is an amazing way of doing that. And then also I would say that the lining of your mouth is 50 times as absorbent, or 50 times more absorbent than your skin. So what products you use in your mouth really, really matters. So it's getting direct access into your bloodstream, into your system. So when you're using oral care products, please ensure that they're clean. Not natural, but clean, you know, biocompatible. And it's making that link with skincare. Use active ingredients. I see a lot of times people will come in and say, oh, I'm trying to make a few changes to my healthcare. I've changed to a natural product. I'm like, okay, but now you've got gum disease and you've got 5 cavities. So it doesn't have to be one or the other. So use active ingredients. Don't shy away from active ingredients, but look for clean formulations, because it's probably one of the only products that you will use at least twice a day from, you know, throughout your whole life. And the research is out there in terms of these ingredients that are in a lot of oral care products and how it damages your fertility, your overall health. It's actually quite dramatic. And a lot of the ingredients are banned from hand soaps and you know, other hygiene products that are still in your toothpaste.
So how do you know, though, if you are getting a formulation that has the appropriate and safe active ingredients but is clean? Because, you know, that's the challenge, isn't it?
Exactly. Think about that. You know, it's one of our key USPs. Mm-hmm. We often say you don't have to sacrifice clean formulations and active ingredients, you know. And I think it's your brand's job. If your brand isn't shouting about the fact that they're free of SLS or free of parabens, sulfates, DEAs, triclosans, you can assume that some brands do have that in it. And if you look at 98% of mass market toothpastes, they do contain the likes of sodium lauryl sulfates, which have been linked with auto-inflammatory reactions in your body, but along with your mouth. So, you know, it is that kind of gray area in terms of you want to look for clean formulations like Lisa said, biocompatible, not natural, but with clinically proven active ingredients as well.
So obviously people listening to this will know that, well, that's the formulation of Spotlight Oral Care. But those are ingredients that you just said, are they things that if you see those, maybe steer a little bit away from, like you said, sodium lauryl sulfate?
So sodium lauryl sulfate is still in like the vast majority of toothpastes on the shelf. And it's so pro-inflammatory. So it causes ulceration in your mouth if you're sensitive to it. But 25% of the population get, you know, ulcers in their mouth. But also, what's that doing to the rest of your body? It's being directly absorbed into your body. And it's just entirely, it's unnecessary. Mm-hmm. You know, there were little bits of plastic in your toothpaste up till a couple of years ago. And you're ingesting it. It's going into the water. Fish are eating it. And it's virtually impossible to remove it from the food chain. It's completely unnecessary. It's just mm-hmm. cheap. You know, and like price can be, you know, a little bit of an indicator of quality a lot of the time. But, you know, I just think just to be critical about what products you're using, look at what you're using. What does that company stand for? What have they done, you know, lately? What are they trying to change and improve? And I think it's the brand's responsibility to create sustainable options and, you know, provide a clean formulation and provide a product that works. It seems really basic to us, you know, but I think it's really important. And you know, it's the customer's choice. And it's the customer that will affect things by how they spend their money.
And listeners, this obviously isn't trying to scare anybody, but if you're listening to the show, it's highly likely that you're a skincare enthusiast. And so you'll know that there are these debates raging about clean beauty and about how some brands talk about toxins and whatnot. But that's not actually what you're saying. What you're saying is there are active ingredients, there are formulations that you can have. They don't need to be clean. They just need to be using the active ingredients and not be, what's the best sort of descriptor, not be toxic?
Yeah, I mean, especially because they're unnecessary, you know, like, so what we found is that you've two options. You've your mass market generic toothpastes, you know, and then you've got your natural toothpastes. But there is actually no product in the middle that has still clinically proven active ingredients, but in a clean formulation. So you're still getting all the clinical benefits. You're still improving your oral health, but not at the expense of your body. Right. And that's the difference.
And what clean means in this context is not anything that could...
Yeah, and what sometimes we say, like, for example, we've just mentioned sodium lauryl sulfate there, like that functions in the toothpaste just as a foaming agent. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not helping your gums or your teeth or your rebuilding your enamel or whatnot. It's what we've been used to for 40 or 50 years, and we continue to want a toothpaste that really foams. Where in reality, as Lisa mentioned, it's causing ulceration in our mouth, it's causing auto-inflammatory reactions, which have been well proven and researched. And that's something I often like to say as well. We never want to scare people, we just want to give them the facts. You know, This is research that's out there that's clinically proven that your dentist will be aware of, but it's still contained in some products. So I think that, like Lisa mentioned, we choose our products. You know, it is that gray area. And I know it's a lot of debate. What is a clean formulation? What is a toxin-free formulation? But you want to make sure that your base ingredients of your toothpaste aren't negatively reacting to your body. And then you're still getting the clinically efficacious ingredients that are promoting gum health and they're promoting decay, reduction of decay and things like that.
It's so, so interesting. It's so, so interesting. And like I said, I've never thought to transpose the way I think about skincare onto the way I think about the products that I use for my oral health. So this has been utterly, utterly fascinating. And obviously the links to Spotlight Oral Care and to you will be in the show notes. But I just want to say, I know you're based in Ireland, but I honestly think your patients are so lucky because, listeners, you can't see them, I can. If you were walking into their practice and they were holding a drill, you would feel that you were in very safe hands.
You're so kind.
It's been such a pleasure. We'll obviously put all the links to your social media as well, but thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much, Emma. It's so lovely to speak to you.